If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the thing that you think you're focusing on, you keep quitting to start something else that you think is the idea, and it's just a cycle. It's a cycle.
We know that discipline is what we need. And yet, even with that, even though everybody knows discipline is what we need, it can still be difficult for people to process.
He said, whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, magic in it. Begin it now.
We're on two different pages, son. You just want to read the word. You just want to preach the word. I want you to become the word.
Now, we can't control the world. We can have a strong influence, but we can't control anything. And it is going to happen to you. And how you react to that is life.
Ambition is when you expect yourself to close the gap between what you have and what you want. Entitlement is when you expect others to close the gap between what you have and what you want.
I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want.
Right, when we criticize ourselves, we think we're in control. We think we know everything. We think we're correcting ourselves. What we don't realize is we're actually sabotaging ourselves.
Everyone who's competent is desperate for competent people. And if you go and show yourself as competent, there'll be a trial period. But if you go show yourself as competent, all sorts of doors you didn't even know were there will start opening like mad.
Unless you purposefully inject novelty, and this is one of the sort of ruthless double-edged swords to routine, which is a lot of the gains in life are to be made through being structured and routinized.
When something appears to be like a short-term friend, it's usually a long-term enemy. Like when, you know, when you choose easy today, you choose hard tomorrow, and there's always a trade-off.
Right. You face your fears, you become the person you want to be. You run from your fears, you're not living. You're alive, but you're not thinking the freedom. You're not running the day. The day's running you. You always be the f***ing servant, not the master, guys.
If it's a tasteful goal for me to go towards, what's something that resonates? How do I realize as I get closer to something that maybe the ladder I was climbing was kind of leaning up against the wrong wall a little bit, so I'm just going to adjust it and I'm going to keep climbing over here?
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. The journey you're embarking on here with NFT 28 is not an easy path. It's not for the ill-hearted or the weak-natured. It's for the strong people.
I promise you, if every single person ever watches this, you wake up and do a 20-minute walk in the morning and one after dinner, and you do it for 7 days, on the eighth day, the world doesn't fall apart. It only gets better the more you do it. Just will. People just don't want to put in the work. They want this quick fix.
You're more powerful than your circumstances or anything that you can experience right now. Decide that you're going to commit yourself to act on your ideas, to become happy. Commit yourself to live your dream. Commit yourself to become the architect of your future.
So many of us are beating ourselves up for the past. So many of ourselves are beating ourselves up for not having the future we thought we were going to build. What does that do? It makes the present lose time, money, energy, everything.
The way I live my life now, my daily routine, gives me the credibility. Because no matter who you are, you can adopt that same lifestyle. That same routine, you can grab it as a housewife. You can wake up early and go out and do a 20-minute walk every single morning before your kids wake up. You're just refusing to do it.
It's kind of like investing. Like, everyone's afraid of losing money when they invest, but the only guaranteed investment that doesn't work is never investing to begin with. And so it's like they take the long failure rather than the short one, right? I mean, it's what it is, right? You just fail long.
Forgiving yourself makes you more focused. Forgiving yourself allows you to move forward. Resenting yourself holds you back. Criticizing yourself demotivates you.
Fifth grade, my sister was going into high school and she was a good softball pitcher. And she would have to go work out in the gym in the morning. And here I am, fourth, fifth grade, and I was like, I'm gonna get up and go to the gym with you. And it was just like, it wasn't even like I made a conscious decision. It was just like, I felt the pull to do that.
We all have these feelings in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls. I act on mine a lot of us who are afraid of something, we allow our minds to choose the path of least resistance, so we go a different route. When I'm afraid of something, it's telling me you must
do this thing.
You must do that.
If everybody who's like at the bottom and feels like they have nothing going for them, reframe that as I have nothing going for me, which also means that I have nothing to lose by taking action, it makes you a much more dangerous person.
It's harder for us to impose discipline on ourselves than it is for us to impose discipline on other people. In fact, people kind of enjoy imposing discipline on other people. That's like a little power trip, right? But it's kind of embarrassing as well that we can't discipline ourselves.
I think the thing that I did that worked out for me best was I just stayed patient, and I never took they dangle the carrot in front of your face, you know what I mean, or whatever thing is like. I never took the
clothes. Never went up and shined at you.
Exactly.
Because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go.
Through all of the things that happen to you as an opportunity, now you're taking it from a different perspective. Now you become an active force in your life. Now you are the one, rather than running from things as they begin to change, you become a change driver, because you know that you've got the power within you to make the difference.
Maybe it takes me a week to go, dude, now do you finally realize that, of course you aren't going to get perfection, but you got so much more out of it because you went for perfection.
Yeah.
So be pleased with reality, because you got a good grade on it, man. That was good. That piece of art wouldn't have been that true.
You show up, then you have a chance. If you don't show up, the outcome's simple. Never there, like an audition. If you show up to the audition, there's a chance you might get the part. If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is gonna call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain.
No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skylar. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
The physical standard is not what they need to meet. It's a mental standard you must meet in life. So going back to when I was sick, I was hitting the physical standards. I wasn't meeting the mental standard. The mental standard is you must know how far you've come.
Imagine a top tennis player keeps berating themselves after every missed shot. Instead of focusing, they actually are just beating themselves up about the last point. That self-criticism that they thought would motivate them actually destroys their rhythm.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting, besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're gonna do it to try and be the best.
Yeah, well, that's part of resilience, right? Like, look, you're not gonna win it. You're not gonna score on every shot.
Right.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't take the shots. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to hit the goal. But part of being able to continue to take shots is to have the strength of character to tolerate the fact that in that instance, you weren't on top.
But man, I'm afraid of doing this. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm afraid of what this person's gonna think about me. Because if I were to be able to fail in quiet, in complete isolation, then I wouldn't care. And then I think, well, what if I don't succeed in public? What do they think then? Nothing, right? They don't think about me at all.
But you realigned yourself to you. Now, if you hadn't made that call, and you'd let a couple more of those bad habits, you would have got to 40 and been like, who the f*** is this guy?
Right.
What is
right.
this life? You would have looked around and said, who is she? Who are they?
Right.
What is this job?
Right.
And that's that course correction that I think it requires you to do the slightly harder thing today.
The reality of mankind, the reality of the world, and the reality of truth is that the most dangerous man in the room is never, ever, ever the loudest man in the room. The loudest man in the room is the most insecure man in the room.
Still waiting for a big smile out of you. You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or?
Still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished.
job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
Discipline wins wars, and not just the wars, the actual wars that are fought on the battlefield, but also the wars that are fought in your head every day. Discipline is required in order to achieve victory. Discipline is required in order to achieve.
So a life lesson, the idea of like, what do you find easy that other people find difficult? Go for that. Do that for a living. There's going to be money there. There's going to be some gold. You're going to be okay. If you find it easy and everyone else is going, that's impossible. So you're standing up in front of people being funny, I find very easy. Like these kind of conversations, you slightly second guess yourself. The idea of going, you can't have an easy life and a great character. You've got to kind of go out there and decide what you want. That's the first great adventure. And then getting it is the second great adventure. So it sort of speaks to that thing of like wishing wells work.
You get there now by being a sponge and not being afraid to ask questions. I'm very secure in myself and being the dummy in the room. I'm extremely secure in saying I don't know what that means.
If you ask most people what their number one fear is, what do you think it is? Most people's number one fear is public humiliation. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm not afraid of it.
This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
Do what I say, not what I do. Mm-hmm. That's a thing where it's like, it's easy for me to impose discipline on you.
Yeah.
Be like, Echo, you need to get up early. Echo, you need to work out. Echo, you need to not eat donuts.
Yeah.
But I actually have a saying.
Yeah.
Which is, do what I say, not what I do, because I'm over here sleeping and not lifting and eating donuts.
Yeah.
That gets me motivated to do that kind of stuff and track all my cardio and calories and everything, because I know its value, because I've done it and gotten the value from it. So I know that it actually is the trick. But if you've never done it, you don't have that proof, and it's always a what if. And that's everything. Like, that's honestly, that's the, at least stateside, that's, you're kind of programmed to do that. Middle school, high school, okay, you have to go to college to get this job to do this. Like the idea of getting into like a trade or getting into like, oh, I think I have this awesome business idea, that is the minority by far. To branch off from this conditioned path, and it's not like it's bad, but so many people might have been able to do so many awesome things if they could really do what they wanted to do instead of just following the beaten path.
It's like, yo, sometimes you have to realize, like, yo, this is it. It's happening now, you know? And this moment decides the longevity of this whole thing. So, you know, some mornings you gotta wake up and be like, yo, this is my thing, not anyone else's. No one can talk to me.
I don't live on the surface of anything. Yeah. Surface is what got me where I was at. It got me from 175 pounds to 300 pounds. Telling everybody I'm good. I don't give a damn. I'm good. No. They're hollow words. Mm. A lot of us speak in hollow words. I used to speak in hollow words. I don't do anymore. Everything that comes out of my mouth has substance.
Well, actually, you pick what status game you play in. You can have anything. You can't have everything. It's that thing of just the words seem to be very important to me. The idea of saying you can work for anything in life to a kid, as opposed to you can have anything, is the difference between, ambition and entitlement, summed up. Mm.
And he said that in his career, he has missed so many points. He has lost so many points. But he said the biggest skill he had is that he never focused on the last point he missed. He said, if I'm focused on the last point that I miss, or if I'm focused on the future point that I might miss, then guess what? I miss the present shot. I miss the present moment.
I read a book by Dr. Johnny Coleman that says, it works if you're working. And as you begin to look at your life, decide that you're going to start working on that dream. You're going to work and nurture that idea. Now, there will be people that will criticize you. There will be people that won't see it for you. But I say to you, don't let them turn you around.
I just want you to have accountability. I've accounted for all my failures, all my successes, and everything else in between, and I'll show them exactly what happens when you do it wrong. And I think that's what a lot of people like the most about it, is I will tell you all my deepest, darkest secrets, because you're gonna learn a lot more from those than you are about climbing Everest. Right? Like, everybody wants to see the picture at the top of the mountain. They don't wanna hear about, you know, how many Sherpas you lost on the way to the top. They don't wanna hear about that.
You got 200 5-minute chunks, and they repeat, a lot of them repeat. So if you get every one of those right, they're trivial, right? Who cares what my sock drawer looks like? It's like, fair enough, man, but that's your life. The things you repeat every day, the mundane things. Think, I could get all those mundane things right. That's the game rules. It's like, now all the mundane is in place. Now you can play, because all the mundane's in place. And this is actually true.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else do. You just do it daily. You're not—
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra. That's it. That's what makes you, separates you.
What do I want being the fundamental goal? Like, if you know what you want, that's incredibly powerful. Most people don't. Most desires are mimetic desires. And you get into René Girard and the idea of going, well, I want that watch because he's got that watch, and I want that car because he's got that car, and I'd love that girlfriend. It's like, how many guys are dating girls? Incredibly hot. They look amazing, very impressive. They don't even like the guy. It's like, it's a weird flex.
I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back. I gotta get my head back in the game. I gotta figure this shit out. It doesn't mean you leave. It means you study it more.
When the ego makes you believe you're the best, well, you become complacent and fallible. When the ego makes you believe you're the worst, guess what? It doesn't help you grow. It's the honest introspection, the honest assessment that we all need. Hey, this is why I got Ryan the interview, but you know what? I didn't really nail these three things. You're now not assessing it as you. You're assessing it as something you took part in.
The reason I think that cynicism is so popular on the internet is that the upside of never trying is never having to feel the pain of failure. Yeah. That's...
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fundamental, it's sour grapes at an existential level, right? It is a cynicism safety blanket. It is protecting you from ever having to feel the downside of anything. I will assure my own failure in private so that I never have to face my failure in public.
You take a picture of yourself on day one, you put it on the mirror. That's who I'll never be again. That's day one. Say goodbye to him. Behind that picture, you write down your weight, your height, all your information, your body fat. Tape measures around your arms, your waist, your thigh. Record where you've been. Because when the struggle gets hard and you feel like you're not going anywhere, you go back to that day one and re-measure. Go, it's working. How about them apples, man? I'm on set. I'm on path. I'm actually achieving something. It gives you confidence to continue the journey.
We go left and we wonder why we haven't fulfilled something in our lives. It's because we continue to take the journey that is mapped out. And how I look at it is I talk in life like a lot of us in life want to take the 4-lane highway that has roadmaps and all this other stuff on it, man. It tells you where to go, gas stations. The next 10 miles up, you're going to see a McDonald's, a Cracker Barrel. Yeah. It's the easy route. Yeah. Very few of us want to go to the right side.
And they think that more, doing more things, is increasing the probability of success.
1,000%. Where it's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's the thing that you actually thought of that you are going to put 100% of your mind and focus into to complete. And then after that, you're able to pick it apart and take the good, the bad, the whatever, and either restart that thing again to improve it or make a decision to do something else, but you finished.
If you pan it down here,
You see, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight.
I didn't care if I died or lived, because I was, for the first time in my life, happy. Wow. And at peace. Because I reflected back on where I started.
You said, wow, I have come a long way.
That's right. And no one saved me. It wasn't like someone came down here and guided me through life. When you figure this out on your own, the amount of pride and dignity and self-respect you have, that's why I walk around the streets with a backpack and just like, I don't need anything else.
It's not hard to make money. Once you start making money, you learn how to make money. Like you, it comes with education, it comes with understanding, and it comes with a better resource of mind that makes you go, no, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna build this, and I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna meet, I'm gonna present, I have an idea, I'm gonna pitch it. Like you're now a much better machine because you understand.
You could be the boss of your job. You know, if you're working in a grocery store, or you're working in a convenience store, assuming you're not working for terrified tyrants, you can be nice to the customers, you can develop your social skills, you can learn how to handle a boss-employee relationship, you can be there 15 minutes early and leave 15 minutes late. Like, you can learn in an entry-level job, man. And I'll tell you, if you take an entry-level job and you learn, and it's a reasonably decent place, you will not be in an entry-level job for long.
Seeking to gain approval and attention from others anyway. So it's like, listen, if you're insecure, which everybody is, let's be real, you might as well use the insecurity to get something out of it, right? Like one of my favorite things about entrepreneurship is like, use what you've got. And so a lot of people think that they need to fix their conditions in order to get like the perfect conditions before they start. But the perfect condition is whatever one you're in, because it gives you whatever assets you have. That's the cards that you're dealt. And so you just play the hand. And a lot of people have great cards. It's like, man, I'm so afraid of it. It's like, use it. It's like, I have nothing. What makes you very dangerous? Because you have nothing to lose.
The purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do something, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? I'm constantly reminding myself, go back to your roots. And I'm not saying go back to hell. But I'm saying don't forget where you come from. As you start to explode out of the gate when you become someone, my conversation is, do not forget your roots. Do not forget your roots. Don't let this become so big that you lose yourself amongst the noise. Go back to the quietness of what made you successful. That's the conversation now. It's a constant reminder of that.
Humility is admitting we have more to learn. And I was like, oh, whoa, I'm in.
I can get on board with that.
Let me sign up, because before that, humility, to be humbled, to be humiliated, my shoulders would sink. I would be
small,
passive, wouldn't speak up. Or there's the opportunity, I miss it. And I'm like, man, I don't think that's what it means, but I don't know how to get around it.
Isn't it funny how we need the definition of words to change a little bit like that?
Next time I call you directly, you'll pick up the phone.
Logan, let me give you the ABCs of me. I don't take meetings, I set them. And my respect isn't demanded, it's earned.
Pick something and fix it.
Something that bugs you.
Yeah, but not too much. So the rule is, pick something you know would make, pick a problem. Pick a solution to it that you know would help, that you could do, that you would do. So you have to negotiate with yourself. It's like, well, I won't clean up this room. How do you know? I've been in here for 10 years and I've never cleaned it up. It's like, well, obviously that's too big a dragon for you. Would you clean one drawer? Find out.
Decide that when things become challenging, and they are, that you're not going to personalize it, that you're going to look at it, and you do whatever you must do in order to work things out and learn from it. Learn from it. That's the key. I like what Charles Udall said. He says, in life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges. If you've lost your job, don't say that I've been laid off. Just say I've been given an opportunity by the universe to find my life work.
When I first came to Lee, everybody was on Magic and Jordan and Barkley. I'm like, then it's going to be my league one day. So it's just and just muddled everywhere. And then coming from where people want you to fail and they think you're going to fail all the time, I can't fail. I can't make you right. So I won in Little League. I won in high school. Didn't win in college. I wasn't winning in the NBA. It was just driving me crazy. And seeing everybody else win and get the glory, I wanted the glory. I had to figure ways out to know how to get that glory.
Yeah. And that preparedness to accept, no matter how good I get at this thing, I will always have to do boring shit. And that's not a bug, it's a feature. And not only is it a feature, it's a source of competitive advantage. Because as things get more salubrious, as you raise up through the ranks, other people will have the same thought that you do, which is, I shouldn't need to do this shit anymore. You go, okay, so if you can continue to lean into the stuff that you did at the start, at the end, that's where the competitive advantage lies,
I think. Yeah.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
So if you get obsessed with, like, the idea of something, to actually approach what that real thing is, now your idea of it is actually going to become a real understanding of it, and you'll realize, like, man, there's guys where they've gone pro, like, they really got into it, they were 100% serious, and then they realize, this isn't for me. I'm gonna not, like, backpedal isn't the right word. I'm gonna just redirect towards something which I actually value now. And if at any point that would happen, then that's what I would do. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. The reason why? Behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you go, oh my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it, I beat it back. Energy is never lost, transferred. That negative energy, that fear, it's destroyed. It comes back in as confidence. Like, what else am I capable of?
You can end up doing something you got an innate ability for, plus you become really good at it, you learn the craft, and the world demands it, and you can supply it.
There you go.
But we don't always... Some of us have innate ability, but we're not willing to... We don't work for it. We don't prove our skills. We kind of rely on what we got. It kind of become middle of the field, and it... Sometimes... I don't have the ability for it, but I'm going to learn a new craft. And I'm going to hustle at it. And actually, when we get good at something, we kind of can start to go, oh, I didn't know I loved it. I didn't like this anymore, but I like it now. It starts to feel good to do over and over.
When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
If it's not going your way, go somewhere else. And I'm like, that's not the path to success. Because, like, you're going up against a tough team in the NBA Finals. You can't go around that team. You got to go through them. But, like, if you've gone around your whole life looking for something easy, and then all of a sudden you got to go through, you don't even know what to do. You can't even develop that resilience, that perseverance within yourself. So everything should be, like, that aspect of it. Go through it, you know, challenge yourself. And then fail. Try it. That's hard. Like, go outside of your comfort zone. Try things that you know you're not going to be good at. Put the time and effort to be better at it, and then see yourself improve so you gain this sense of self-confidence within yourself.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it.
Yeah, you shoot for an A. Make a C. It's rather better than shooting for a C and making an F. Now, so go for perfection. Reality always comes in under it. But in that moment, when you see the inevitable reality, the outcome, the result, how quickly can we go, okay, but I got so much more out of it
job, the person, myself, because I went for perfection. Than if I'd have just gone for, nah, dude, just, I mean, you know, just pass class.
I woke up. Everybody else is f***ing. Because I woke up. That's how I looked at it. You all had a chance until I woke up. And today's mine. That's just what it is.
You have no f***ing idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have. And if people can learn to focus, this is what's possible.
What's the difference between the guys who are elite and the guys that are world champions? And he said it's the world champions that are prepared to do the most boring work with the least amount of complaining. And I just really like that idea because especially as things become more successful, and this is like a really unpopular talking point on the internet because everybody wants to hear the 0 to 1, not the 50 to 55 or 80 to 85 or 95 to 96. Yeah. They don't want to hear about the top end stuff because it sounds more exclusionary, right? Because by definition, most people are on the come up as opposed to closer to the top. But I think it's important to give people an idea of what are the pitfalls that are coming up for you.
Like, actually, the bigger I've gotten, the more I've started to be content with the size that I already am, where I used to imagine 300-pound Sam Sulek. I'm like, yeah, once I get to 300, that'll start to be. But it's something where when you actually get to a different position, just over time and, like, through progress, you're going to have a different perception of, like, what you actually want. Because even though you may have reached that level from having a certain goal, now you're a completely different person with different circumstances. And as good as that goal may have been to motivate you in the beginning, sometimes that can change.
Yeah, dude, that's
and it's not a giving up. It's just you've gotten a better perspective and now you know more to make a better decision.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you. I mean, the value for me, it was self. But the value of self and understanding of how to truly control and operate that and navigate that correctly, that's a world of its own. So the bigger that the star gets, the brighter that the star shines. If you are paying attention, it's only positioning you to go in places where people say, oh my God, I know you. And where you can shake a hand, but the interest of just knowing you because of the place from the star, it allows a moment for the conversation of, so what is it that you do?
He says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. See, until you are willing to jump out there, somebody asked me, how do I do that? I said, no. You don't need any answers now. You need to make the commitment. Once you make a commitment, then life will give you some answers. You can't decide just gonna sit on the side of the pool and just stick your toe in. No, you've got to be willing to make the leap. Most people don't want to do that. They want to sit on the side and say, Tim, is it cold out there? Is it rough out there? Come on out and see. See, no, you want to decide to make that commitment because then that's when you begin become involved in the learning process. He said, concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never have otherwise occurred.
Encourage yourself when no one else is clapping. Validate yourself when no one else is noticing. Challenge yourself when no one else is pushing. Forgive yourself when no one else understands. Believe in yourself before anyone else does. Push yourself without punishing yourself. Because if you don't do it, you'll always be waiting for someone else. Strong people did the difficult thing when no one was watching. Strong people did the challenging thing when no one was clapping. Strong people did the hardest thing when it was just in private. Do the hard thing. Do the right thing. And no one's there to notice. And you'll be able to do it brilliantly when they're all watching.